DFW Sports Line Update. I'm Dave Michaels. Last week saw the end of an era and a beginning of a new one as the last round of golf for the AT&T Byron Nelson was played at the Four Seasons Resort and Sports Club in Las Colinas in Irving, Texas. The final round that was played ended in a tie with both Billy Horschel and Jason Day, with a one-hole playoff, and Billy Horschel leaves the Four Seasons the same way they started in 1983 when Ben Crenshaw won that championship in a one-hole playoff as well. The 2018 AT&T Byron Nelson Championship will be played at the new Trinity Forest Golf Course just south of downtown Dallas. This week, the tour moves to Fort Worth as the Dean and DeLuca Invitational at Colonial, with defending champion Jordan Spieth holding on to that plaid jacket until Championship Sunday. The course in Fort Worth was the home course of Ben Hogan, and if those fairways and greens could talk, the stories they could tell. The Miami Bowl, the last 3 years for college football has been played in South Florida, will move this year to North Texas as the city of Frisco will host that game in December of 2017. The 20,500-seat capacity will host Conference USA when they go up against the representative of the American Athletic Conference. It will have a local flair with SMU, Houston, Tulane being in the AAC, and with schools such as North Texas or University of Texas San Antonio in Conference USA. The date for that game will be Wednesday, December the 20th, and in prime time at 7 o'clock Central Time. The bowl game is now part of the ESPN Entertainment Division, the same division that also puts on the Heart of Dallas Bowl and the Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl in Fort Worth. This will be the fourth bowl in Division I in the North Texas area. That also includes the 82nd Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic that is held in Arlington, Texas. And speaking of Toyota Stadium, FC Dallas fell for the first time last week with their first loss when San Jose shut them out 1-0. Dallas has a 5-1-4 record in the league. Their next game is Thursday, the 25th of May, when the Chicago Fire come to town. The drive for five came to an end last week with the Allen Americans fell 4-2 against the Colorado Eagles in ECHL action. It's the first time in 4 years that the Americans haven't made it to the finals of either the President's Cup of the old CHL or the Kelly Cup finals of the ECHL. They won four championships in a row. Team captain Chad Costello is moving on and playing in the European League, and there will be others who will be moving on as well. One name that will stay is the stalwart between the pipes. That's Riley Gill, who once again was the glue that held the team together and was able to anchor the defense. The other resident of the Allen Event Center is the Texas Revolution of the Champions Indoor Football. They lost their last home game to the Duke City Gladiators 35-28 and have a 7-3 record going into the last 2 weeks of the season. They'll be in Dodge City this weekend to take on the Law with a watch party at the Bethany Tavern in Allen off of 75 and Bethany Road. Then the last home game of the season will be against the Wichita Force. You can listen to the game along the North Texas Sports Network beginning on the 2nd of June at 6:30 with the pregame and kickoff at 7:10. For full details on these and other stories, be sure to log on to dfwsportsline.com, your choice for local sports. I'm Dave Michaels.